大家新年快乐。
Happy New Year to everyone.
我们先有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主，求主来带领我们。
Dear Lord, please guide us.
让我们借着圣经中更多的知道怎么样在一个家里面成为合你心意的人。
So that we know through the Bible how can we be a more pleasant, a pleasing you.
求主开我们的心。
May Lord open our eyes.
让我们真知道你的心意。
So that we truly understand your will.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我之所以会讲这个父亲，事实上我觉得说在教会中不只是学习圣经很就是更深的学习哦。
Today I want to pick this topic about fatherhood because I want to share with you more studying from the Bible.
希望我们不只是学习，也能够真的把圣经的话应用出来。
So that we may not just know the verses, but also apply to our life.
我们知道做一个父亲，好父亲是很难的。
We know it's not easy to be a good father.
要做一个合神心意、圣经的 biblical 的父亲更难。
And to be a biblical father that apply the Bible verses and work out is even more difficult.
但是圣经告诉我们，诗篇127篇第三节说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
In the Bible, book of Psalm 127 verse 3, sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him.
知道所赐的赏所赐的产业哈。
This is a heritage from the Lord.
如果你有产业的话，你是不是要好好的经营
？If you have a heritage, do you have to manage it well?
是神所赐的哈。
And this is from the God.
所赏赐的不是所咒诅的。
It's not given. It's given from the Lord.
我们看这些小孩。连我自己也觉得啊，这小孩小时候好乖哦，好可爱哦。
When we are looking at the little one, we always say that when they were little, they were so good.
然后一看他们长大，就好像变了样，说啊，真的是神给我的咒诅一样。
But when we see them grow up, we felt that they changed so much, and it's like a curse from God.
但是事实上，圣经并不是这样。
But it's not how it says in the Bible.
是神所赏赐的。
It says it's a reward from him.
所以我们应该怎么样在这个做父亲的角色上能合神的心意
？So how should we be a father that please God?
就像你去做一个职业的时候，那些做电脑来说，你要学新的东西。你成为一个父亲，就好像你学一个新的东西，你必须去好好的 study，
去
学习。
Just like in your career, for example, if you are in the computer field, you have to keep learning the new skill. So as a father, you have to learn.
所以我不知道你有没有做一个父亲，你就自然而然说，哦 ，I'm 好高兴哦，现在我有一个小 baby 可以抱。
So naturally, as a father, would you be happy to have a new baby in your hand?
可是你有没有想过，我们是怎么做一个合神心意的父亲，在圣经上所说的
？But have you thought of what the Bible tell us to do as a father？
而且我们想要知道一下，父亲在有很多人的眼中，我的小孩都是我太太在照顾的，我就是赚钱就好了。
Also, as a father, a lot of fathers will think that the children are taken care of by the wife. I just need to go out and make the bread, earning money.
但事实上，如果一个没有父亲的家庭是一个很不好的事情哦。
But actually, it's unfortunate for families who doesn't have father.
在如果你去一个 website 叫 fatherhood.org， 你可以看一下这个没有父亲的一些的统计资料。
If you visit the website fatherhood.org, then you will see some statistics about families who doesn't have father.
没有父亲的时候，他们贫穷也比较贫穷，感情这小孩子的emotion 还有他的行为。
According to the statistic, those families are more poor, and the children are more emotional.
生下来的可能不好的几率也比较大。
And their birth defects are higher.
到监狱里面被监禁的也比较多哈。
The rate of going to prison is also higher.
当然那个犯罪率或者是青少年的这个很容易就怀孕等等。
The crime rate or early pregnancy were also higher.
或者是小孩被虐待，毒品、酒，还有教育等等。
And also children abusement, drug addictions, those type of problems are also higher to these families.
所以一个家庭如果没有父亲，是一个很对整个家的情形是很不健康的一个情形。
So it is unhealthy for a family without father.
所以这些做父亲的应该知道父亲是很重要的。
So as fathers, you should know your important status.
但今天在座的，不管你你就说只是少数做父亲，其实跟每一个人都有关系哦。
Even though there are only a few fathers here, but actually it's related to all of us.
还没有结婚的小姐的话，姐妹的话，听听看你未来的这个应该是怎么样才和更好。
Even for sisters who are still single, you should also understand your future husband's role.
或者你越来的女婿是怎么样。
Or your as the mother-in-law, you should also look at your future son-in-law's role.
OK， 我们看先看一下罗马书十五章十四节。
Let's turn to Book of Romans chapter 15 verse 14。
不是
verse
4第四节哈。
Verse 4。
第四节说，从前所写给的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得到盼望。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
所以借着今天我们所读的这个旧约圣经里面的一个故事，让我们知道，做父亲的应该注意的。
So through the Old Testament, a story that we are going to read today is going to show us how we should be as a father's role.
撒母耳上第二章哈十二到十七节。
First Samuel chapter 2。
大家一起来念好了。
Chapter 2 verse 12 to 30, and let's read together.
第二章十二节，十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
OK， 我们一起来念。以利的两个儿子是恶人。不认识耶和华。
Now it was the practice of the priest with the people that wherever anyone offered a sacrifice and while the meat was being roasted, the servant of the priest would come pour pomfret in his hand. He would plunge in into the pan of cattle, or cows, and hogs, and the priest would take for himself whatever the flock brought. This is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Sheol.But even before the plant was burnt, the servant of the priest would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, Get the priest some meat to roast. He won't accept boiled meat from you, but only raw. But the man said to him, Let the plant be burnt up first, and then take whatever you want. The servant would then answer, No, hand it over now. If you don't, I will take it by force.
OK， 22节，以利 年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕前的事后的妇女苟合，他就对他们说：你们为什么行这样的事呢？我从前这百姓听见你们的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。人若得罪人，有士师审判他。人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons was doing to all Israel and how they slept with the woman who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear spreading among the Lord's people. If a man sins against another man, God may mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke, for it was the Lord's will to put them to death.
All right, 我们大家一起念29-30节，好不好？
And let's read together 29 and 30, verse 29-30.
我们一起来。我所吩咐的，
Honor your sons more than me by fattening yourself on the choice part of every offering made by my people Israel. Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promise that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far from it from me, those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be betrayed.
好，这个这一段经文我们先知道一下背景哦。那知道大祭司是怎么样？
Let's understand a little bit background about this story. And do you know about high priest?
大祭司他们的工作就是把那个神，就是分享神的话，对百姓分享神的话，然后百姓有什么问题，就借着这个也把它分告诉神。
The high priest's job is to share God's word to the people and also bring the problem of the people to God.
然后他们工作的时间是一生都做大祭司哦。
And their priest's job is for their lifetime.
然后他的职位可以传给他的子子孙孙哦。
And their position can be passed on to their descendant.
所以我们知道以利是因为怎样？撒母耳，对不对？好，所以撒母耳，他是因为他的妈妈哈拿没有不能生产，然后求，然后最后得到了这个撒母耳。
If you know the story how Samuel was coming from, it was Hannah's praying to God, and God gave her Samuel.
所以在这一段是当他哈拿得到的这个应许，然后得到小孩之后，这个所发生的这一段。
And this story happened after Hannah had Samuel.
那同样是以利，他跟那个带领那个撒母耳成为一个以色列的第一个先知哦。
And Eli brought up Samuel as another priest.
The first prophet.
And become the first prophet.
他也是最后一个士师哦。
And Samuel is the last judge.
那同时那个以利他是，你知道大祭司是在那个国王king 国王之下，等于是第二个。
You know, as a high priest, he is the second in command after the king.
然后以利也是一个士师哈。
So Eli is a judge.
所以 这一段发生就是他的儿子已经成为大人了、
young man. In this passage, his two sons are adults already.
但是怎样？他们是恶人，这边讲恶人，然后不认识神。
But they are evil, wicked people who doesn't know God.
你想想看，是一个大祭司的儿子。
But they are children of the high priest.
OK, 那所发生的事情就是他们吃了个人家要祭物的肉。
And what happened is they took the raw meat.
但是在如果有机会大家看一下生命记十八章一到五节讲到那些祭司的的人的职分的时候，他们是无份无业，但是神一切都供应他们，那他们的是用火祭和一切所捐献的来吃，而且他们所得到的祭物是凡是献牛献羊的祭，在前他们的把前腿和两腮并卑微的都要给祭司哦，出熟的五谷和新酒并油也都是给他们哦。
If you have a chance, you should read Deuteronomy chapter 18, and it mentioned about what is the share for the priest from the people who sacrifice a bull or sheep and the shoulder, the jaws, and the inner part. And they are inheriting the first fruit of their grains, new wines and oils, and the first wool of the shearing of their sheep.
所以他们已经到了 这时候的时候，以利他儿子的时候，他们的得的献祭得到供应的方式已经有稍微改变，他们就可以到那个锅里面插肉吃哦。
So to the time of this Eli, the method that they received the offerings has changed, that they could plunge in their three-pound fork into the pot to take the meat.
所以我稍微很快的讲过去，所以他们不愿意吃这个，他们要吃还没有烧过的那些油脂的肉，所以他们就自己强迫人家给他们。
And then later on, they even want the raw meat, and they forced the Israelites to give them raw meat.
而且他们在那个会幕的前面，然后跟那些妇女苟合。
And also before the tent, they slept with women.
以色列是不准女人是一个妓女哦。
And prostitution is not allowed in Israel.
但是这些妇女，如果你仔细看圣经的话，这些就是那些妓女们在前面哦。
But if you read the Bible here, these women are referred to prostitutes.
所以这个就是耶和华所恨恶的等等，在这边所讲到的。
And these are hated by the Jehovah.
那借着这一段圣经，我们可以学一些事情，当然不是那么仔细知道，但是我们从他们所发生的事情，我们可以知道一些我们作为一个父亲应该注意的事情。
So what should we learn from this passage as a father?
第一，你可以知道以利他是很专注在他的这个大祭司的职位上。
First, you can understand that Eli is very keeping to his position as high priest.
所以呢，他你知道大祭司从早到很晚都在会幕里面来服侍这些人。
As a high priest, they have to serve people.From the morning to the dark.
你知道回到家的时候，小孩已经都到床上睡觉了。
And probably at night, by the time he get home, the children already in bed.
更没有讲有时间跟小孩玩了。
And so he didn't have time to share with the children.
那我们跟小孩在一起是要彼此能够相爱，也彼此能够有这个基督在我们对各种事情的看法，还有这个价值观的等等，都是我们当我们在一起的时候才可以 训练小孩的。
So as a family, we will share with our children our point of view, our values, and our learning.
但是我们观看今天美国这个情形哦。
But if we look at the American's life,
这夫妇都想要追求美国梦哦。
Husband and wife are going for American dream.
两个都上班了。
Both went to work.
然后小孩小就送那个幼儿园。
As very little, they went to daycare.
大的就送学校。
And the older one goes to school.
什么时候见面？就晚上的时候见面。见面之后做什么呢
？The only time they get together is at night.
赶快弄弄吃吃搞搞。然后各回各的房间。
And then they rushed to prepare dinner and eat, and then they went to each of their room.
就好像我们都常常回到自己的 apartment, 关上门就睡觉了。
Just like we went back to our room and closed the door and go to sleep.
但是马拉基书告诉我们，圣经怎么说哈？
But what did Malachi, Book of Malachi, told us?
马拉基第四章最后一章第五第六节说，看啊，耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅天地。
Book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the heart of the fathers to their children and the heart of the children to their father, or else I'll come and strike the land with curse.
在这个世界这么繁忙的世界中
In this busy world,
以利一天至少要花五六十个小时在会幕中哦。
Eli is going to spend 15-16 hours in the tent.
我们做工也一样哦，尤其做父亲的。
Same as us going to work, especially for fathers.
不但如此，有时候你为被外界的一些事情，所以你也。被离开了你的家去做其他的事情哦。
Not only our regular work, we might have other second duty that we get spend time on.
比如说，你有你的嗜好，你去帮助别人，你到教会来做工，或者是其他的。
Such as your habit or your going out to help other people or coming to church.
所以你很少。你的时间又越来越少。
So you have less time.
所以这边这一段告诉我们说，你要把你的心给你的小孩。
And this passage reminds us that we have to turn our heart to our children.
所以新约讲到说，财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
So in the New Testament, it mentioned that where your treasures, your heart will be at.
所以圣经告诉我们。圣经其实有很多讲到小孩、儿女、父亲等等应该怎么样。
So the Bible actually mentioned a lot of what our duties as a father, as a children.
箴言有很多哈。
In the Proverbs, there are plenty of these teachings.
箴言二十二章第六节说到，教养孩童哦，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离哦。
In Proverbs, it says to us that discipline our sons, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death.
Okay, 我们有很多人想到说走当行的道，到老都不偏离。
And a lot of people thinking about in the way they should go, so that when they are old, they will not turn from it.
所以这个道，他们就觉得说我已经做到我的责任，怎么样对我的小孩。
And this way, they are thinking that they already fulfilled their obligation.
他们的方式就是，我每个礼拜天都带他们来教会聚会哦。
The method they use is to bring the kids here every Sunday.
都一定要他们参加主日学，参加青少年的青年的聚会或什么。
And have them join the Sunday school and other gatherings.
是不是这样？就是。
Is that enough?
Roger, 是不是就 enough?
Roger, is that enough?
你想想看，如果你把小时算一算哦。
If you count the hours,
就参加这些聚会，总共加起来几个小时
？If you count the hours and add all of them up, how many hours are there?
不到十个小时哦。
Not even 10 hours.
其实事实上只有砍掉那些什么杂七杂八，真正聚会时间是三四个小时。
The actual teaching time could be only 3 to 4 hours.
这个小孩在家，如果他去 public school 就。那个时间算砍掉的话，从下午一直到晚上，每一天一周有多少小时
？If your kids go to public school and after they come home until the time they go to bed, in 1 week, how many hours they stay?
至少有五六十个小时。
At least 50 to 60 hours.
那他们，好，我们再看一下《生命记》第六章哦。
And let's read Deuteronomy.
第五节到第九节。我们大家一起来念吧。
Chapter 6, verse 5 to 9.
来。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart.
要殷勤教。
Sit and when you talk among the Lord, and you lie down when you get up, carry them as a symbol in your hand, and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Okay, 这边告诉我们说，不管怎么样都要殷勤教导他们哈。所以有人误会这个，以为说在家里面到处贴个那个圣经标语，就。表示达到这一段的意思哦，这完全错误的。
Here it mentioned about that we have to teach our children, and some people misunderstood this verse by having the scripture all over the house, and they feel that they fulfill their obligations.
这是做父亲的哦，你要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论他在哪里。
But as a father, you have to impress your children. Talk about them when you sit at home.
教导他们什么？圣经哦。
What do you have to teach them about Bible?
这边没有说，无论他们到主日聚会的时候，你才要把他带给主日学老师哦。
It doesn't mention that you have to bring them to church to the Sunday school.
他说，你无论他在家坐着。躺着睡着，你都要教导他们哦。
It says you have to talk about them when you are sitting at home, walk along the road, or lie down, or get up.
所以是一个很这个严肃的问题哦。
So this is a serious topic.
那教导他们圣经，知道提摩太后书三章十六十七说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，能够预备行各样的善事哦。这就是要我们教导他们，能够真的是在这个能够 equip 哦，装备他们，让他们成为一个合神心意的人。
Second Timothy, chapter 3.
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 16. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以我们应该殷勤地教导他们这些事情哦。
So we have to teach our children these things.
但是我们常常很大的原因都说我们没有时间。
But a lot of time we have excuses saying that we don't have time.
因为我们的心不在小孩身上。
Because our heart is not on our children.
所以我们需要像以利一样哦，当他心没有在小孩身上的时候，最后等小孩大的时候已经太晚了。
But if you look at Eli, his heart is not on their children, and then when the children become adults, it's too late to change them.
我不知道你有没有常常你的心如果放在小孩身上，你一定会注意几件事情。
If your heart is on your children, you will see a few things.
他所看的是什么？
What are they looking at?
每天， 他所听的是什么？
What are they listening to?
他所讲的是什么？
What are they talking about?
然后还有他所交往的人是谁？
And who are their friends?
所以你在你的时候，有没有带他到图书馆去借书？不是他自己去哦，你带他去。
If you brought your children to the library,
我记得好几次，不是只一次。
I remember a few times, not just once.
我去图书馆借，你知道我借了多少书吗？
You know,
跟我们小孩一起。
I went with my children to the library, and you know how many books I brought back.
因为我不是只有一个小孩，所以一起去之后借了100本以上。
I don't have just one kid, so the whole family went to the library and we brought back over 100 books.
你以为 library 的人很生气，对不对？
You think the people in the library will get angry?
那是中国人的想法。
This is how the Chinese think.
美国人他很高兴，你把那个 resource 都借去了，他等于是对他觉得很开心。
But to the Americans, they felt this is very honorable.
你对世界上的这些书，你都这么努力哈。
You are so hard working on all these worldly books.
你有没有想过他们在属灵上所需要的一些书籍
？But have you thought of what they need in the biblical books?
平常我们家里都没有，图书馆也很少。
We don't have those at home, and it's rarely to find it in
library. 最好的 resource 就我们图书馆。
So the best resources is our library and our church.
但是如果你是常常每个礼拜会后在那边站一下的话，你可以发现有几个家长真的上去带小孩在那边借书或者看一看。
If you go to the library every time, then you will see that there are particularly a few parents always go with their children to the library.
当然我不能用这个来 judge 每一个人，但是我可以知道我们的心不在这上面。
I'm not judging anyone on this, but I can see whose heart is on the children.
因为几乎0%。
Because almost 0%。
没有大人会去的。
No adult go.
我不是要来 promote 我们图书馆哦。
I'm not trying to promote our library.
但是我们图书馆确实有很多都是好的书哦。
But we did have a lot of biblical books.
但是我们平常让小孩看的都是那个让别人吓一跳的那些书哦。或者是很 mystery.
But we allow our children to read a lot of mystery books.
难怪他们对图书馆这些书没兴趣。
No wonder they are not interested in those books in our library.
因为他们已经被就像你吃辣椒吃惯了，吃平常的那些不辣的东西没味道。
Just like you used to eat the spicy food, and if I give you a food that is not spicy, you feel like it's too plain.
所以我讲这些都是说我们做父母的应该怎么样把我们的心转向儿女。
So I'm trying to revert to you how to turn our heart to our children.
举一个例哦，我们家人数已经不少了。
For example, my home has many people.
总共八个人。
Together 8 people.
有一次有一个老美白人他邀请我们去他们家吃饭。
One time, an American invites us to his home for dinner.
因为很少人邀请我们去整个去，因为每次我们去就八个人，哇，就要预备就很多，对不对
？We rarely have people invite us because we have a family of 8.
结果你知道他们家有多少人吗
？So you see how? So do you know how many people they
have? 他们家加他的加父母的话，他们家总共有12个人。
Together with their parents, there are 12 people.
我们家因为有一个在 DC， 所以我们去了7个人。
So we have 7 people went there because one of us is in
Washington, DC. 所以总共有19个人。
So altogether 19 people.
然后大家都坐一桌哈。
And we all sat on the same table.
那个气氛好不好
？Do you think that's a good atmosphere?
当然好啊。
Of course.
大家都坐一起，然后每一个人一个盘子旁边插 都预备好了，都坐在一起哦。
It's all prepared that all of us sat in the same table and each one of us has a dish in front of us.
然后在吃饭前大家一起祷告。
And before the dinner, then we all have prayer.
他们也是基督徒的，祷告完之后雷家的男主人就是父亲带着大家念一段圣经。
After the prayer, the father of the household led the family to read a Bible.
然后解释一下，然后最后我们才开始交通吃。
Give some explanation to the verse before everyone starts eating.
你知道为什么他邀请我们吗？
Do you know why he invited us?
当然有各式各样因素，不过其中有一个因素。
One of the reasons.
就是他的老五女儿要念大学了。
His fifth child, a daughter, is going to college.
很可能跟我女儿是同一个学校。
And probably the same school as my daughter.
所以他想到他女儿要去学校住，他所交往的人是谁？后来觉得看过我女儿还好的时候，后来才 invite 说，希望我女儿跟他女儿住。
And because his daughter is going to live in the dormitory, so he likes to see how my daughter behaves after living in the dormitory, so that his daughter can be friends with my daughter.
然后他也问我们有关对女儿的这个婚姻观，因为他们去大学了嘛，离开家了。他们交友应该是怎么样的态度？圣经上是怎么教导
？And he also want to share with me how we look at the Bible about dating for our children because they left our house.
你想想看，他们有十个小孩。
You think about it, they have 10 children.
他们还会注意到每一个人的需要。
And they pay attention to each of their needs.
他的小孩要去念大学了。
His child is going to college.
他会注意到他住的跟谁住啊，他所交往的人是怎么样，以后离开因为是女孩，所以交友应该注意什么。
He wants to pay attention to who is her roommate and how she is going to meet her friends.
试着在他离开家之前先怎样装备他。
So he wants to prepare her before she leaves.
让他们知道应该怎么样在这个弯曲悖谬的时代能够成为友好的见证。
So that the children can be having testimony for the Lord in this wicked world.
我们不能把这个责任说教会应该做这个事哦。
We cannot put this obligation to the church.
这是每一个人应该做的。
This is every parent should do.
你知道我们常常因为今天这样，你知道今天小孩子念书，第一，你念那个 public school 啊。
You know when your children go to school and they go to public school.
第一，你把小孩交给老师了，他教什么，他不管教什么，小孩就接受什么。
So no matter what the teacher teach your kid accept it.
好，他教进化论，教女权至上等等的。无意中就他们就观念就变成这样了。
So if they teach about evolution or female chauvinism, then they accept those ideas.
然后你教他那个什么个 character 上，你教他什么吗
？So in terms of their characters, what do you teach them?
常常教他们 character， 你知道是谁吗？
And do you know who is teaching their characters in school?
他的教练。
Their coach.
然后等你来这个教会聚会的时候，谁教他属灵上的事
？And by the time you come to church, who is teaching them the biblical knowledge?
教会的主日学老师或其他的。
The Sunday school teachers.
那我们以为这样就完成了他在圣经上所认识的。
And then we feel that we've fulfilled our obligations in terms of the biblical command.
但事实上，如果你看历史的时候，你可以知道，在清教徒时代的时候， 不是这样。
But if you look at the history for the Christian, the first Christians, it's not like this.
在教会里面没有主日学老师教任何东西，也没有主日学。
In church, there was no Sunday school, and there was no Sunday school teachers to teach.
那是每一家的父亲在家里面教他们在圣经上的知识。
But it's the father of each family to teach their children every day.
那他们如果他们不教，教他们这个属灵上的那个来到教会，他们会被教会怎样？解除他们的这个membership.
So if the father is not doing his job in teaching the children, by the time he comes to church, the church can kick them out.
但事实上今天并不是这样。
And today is different.
所以我们要注意。
So we should pay attention.
我们要知道真正让一个家能成功的不是这些外表的这一切。
We have to know that how to be a successful household is not what we did outwardly.
而是让家里成为一个和谐讨神心意的家。
But to have a harmonized home and pleasing to God.
让他们能够在这个能学习圣经上的一切所有的。
So that they can learn the Bible.
所以以利这边有一个另外一个圣经提摩太前书三章。
In the first Timothy, chapter three,
第五节
verse five,
跟十二节都是一样的。
And also same as verse 12.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管理神的教会？
If someone don't know how to manage their home, how can they manage the church?
这是很重要的。
This is important.
那你看了一下这些这前面的标题说啊，这个又不是我，这是教会的长老监督或者是执事做的。
If you look at the heading, it says overseers and deacons, and you will say, hey, I'm not the overseers and I'm not the deacons.
这个只是让他们知道，事实上这是一个所有的成熟的基督徒都应该知道，都应该遵守的事。
But this actually refers to all the mature Christians. They should keep this.
只是说你如果要当一个监督的话，你必须要有这个才是合神心意。
But it's just re-emphasize that as an overseer, you have to do this.
但事实上是我们每一个，你以后要找老公的话，他一定要有这些。
But actually it applies to all the people, and if you are looking for your future husband, he should also have all these characters.
所以由这边可以知道你在整个你的那个 priority 就是你的等那个等次上，你应该怎么样的分配你的时间。
So how are you going to prioritize your time?
第一，你当然是要神第一位了。
First you have to put God as the first.
如果你是丈夫的话，第二位是谁，是吧？
So if you are the husband, who is in the second place?
第二位是你太太。
The second place is your wife.
如果你是妻子的话，你的第二位是你的先生。
If you are the wife, then the second place is your husband.
第三位才是你的小孩。
And the third place is your children.
第四位才是你所服侍 ministry 的。
And the fourth place is where you minister God.
所以你如果不能照管好你的家，你怎么去 ministry？
So if you cannot manage your home, then how can you minister God's work?
所以我们要更多的知道怎么样的照管自己的家。
So first we have to learn how to manage our home.
知道你的责任在哪里。
Know your obligations.
所以那你讲说我没时间啊，我就那么多时间。
And then you will say, I have limited time.
可是你要想，曾经有人放弃他六位数字的薪水哦。
But you have to know someone have gave up their six-digit salaries.
接受五位数的薪水哦。
And to accept a five-digit salary.
为什么他要接受
？Why he changed？
因为他知道他的重要地位在哪里哦。
Because he know what is the priority.
因为我们本来我们所赚的只是要我们怎样有一个家住。有一个衣服穿，然后有食物吃哦。
Because the money that we are making is for the purpose to have a home, have food, and have our clothes.
但事实上，我们今天大家都想要住大房子，穿漂亮的、开名牌的车等等。
But today, everyone wants a bigger house, a brand name, cars, a high-end clothing.
但是知道你知道这些短暂的都会过去哦。
But you know all of these are temporary.
但是你的小孩只有如果去念外地念大学只有18年在家。
And if your kids went out of state to go to college, then they are only home for 18 years.
所以怎么样去安排这个让大家能够多思考一下。
So how, you should arrange your time to meditate on this.
所以呢，在家用的时间也是一样哦。
The time that you spend in home, same thing.
有一个人这么说哈、
哦。Someone say this.
他说，我是父亲哈、哦。
He said,
我不在家的时候，家里是太太负责。
If I'm not home, then the mother is in charge.
就是所有小孩的事都他负责。
So the mother is in charge of the children.
当我上班下班回来的时候。这所有小孩是我负责。
After I come home from work, all the children is my responsibility.
一直等到小孩睡着。
Until the children go to sleep.
可是我们今天很多时候各到各的房间哦，看 TV 啊或者看什么。
But today all the children go to their own room to watch TV.
哦，而且在大家在一起有一个家，也要有一个让我们能够怎样？有一个很好的回忆的机会哦。
And as a family with all the people together, this is a good memory for each one of us.
不是只想到说哦，我爸都常在看电视。
Not just to think about that. Oh, my father, when I was young, he was watching TV all the time, and I was ignored.
所以像我们家正好年底的时候，我们觉得说啊，平常都大家做大事，那一天什么都不做。
Last year at the end of the year, for my family, we used to be doing our own work, and that day we did not do anything else.
我们大家一起玩，大家觉得什么好的，我们都一起玩。
We get together to play game.
所以我们建议很多，从下午一直玩到晚上。
And then we play game from the morning to night.
我们大家一起唱诗歌啦。
We sing hymns together.
我们大家一起玩游戏啊
！We play different type of games.
Board game 哦
，play board games.
什么 Apple to Apple 也玩。
And we even play Apple to Apple.
哦，或者是大富翁。
And the Jeopardy.
Monopoly.
And we also play Monopoly.
对，然后我们也做了这个那个叫什么？邻家特搜。就是玩那个
，Anyway, play Ninja Turtle，
然后也玩了拔河哈，分两组拔河。拔河我知道。Anyway， 所以这个就是可以让你就是说知道怎么样，不是只是好你一个人觉得好，是让整个家能够在。感受家的气氛哦。
So activities is not just to make you feel good, but for the whole family to feel good.
第一点讲太久。
I spent too much time on the first point.
第二个。
So the second point now.
那个以利他在这一段当中，他应该有一个好的这个以身作则的的见证哦。
Eli should have a good example to their children. to his children.
但他只是在会所服侍，也有可能他这个一生都在当大祭司，所以已经变成一个工作化，把他当做一个工作，不是当做一个特权神给他的特权，让他能够。
But probably he has been a high priest for his lifetime to serve in the tent of meeting, and therefore he might not feel it as a privilege from the Lord.
所以他两个儿子不认识神,
and so his two children did not know God.
而且也把他当作一个工作,
and they treated it as a job.
所以只是为谋生而做的工作,
So it's just a job to make them a living and to get food rather than serving the Lord.
所以才会造成他们这个会羞辱主的名哦。
And therefore to cause this humiliation to the Lord.
所以雅各书第一章二十二节说，只要你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己哦。
And therefore, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, it says, Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it
says. 所以我们知道我们一举一动,
so we should know that every single work that we do are seen by our children.
小孩学习不是从我们 所说的学,
Our children did not learn from what we tell them, but learn from how we do it.
所以知道说没有行出来，这个是很不好的。
So if you know a lot but you never act it out, it's not good enough.
所以在路加那边讲到说，我们不但是要走窄路，不是要过窄门。
That we so in the Bible it mentioned that not only we have to pass through the narrow gate.
哦，我们也要走窄路。
We also have to walk on this narrow path.
所以希望我们能够真正的能够，我们所做跟我们所行都能够合主的心意哦。
So we hope that what we say and what we do will please Lord.
所以，我们希望在这个事情上。 能够更多的合神心意哦。
And hope that we will act more and pleasing Lord.
第三点是，我们可以看出来就是，那个以利他容忍他儿子所犯的罪。And
the third point is that you can see Eli, put up with the act of his children.
他没有给他儿子这个训练管。
He did not punish his children.
Discipline them.
And he did not discipline them.
给他们在这个事情上来管训他们哦。He
did not do so to turn them around.
原因是他是大祭司哦。Probably
because he's a high priest.
他如果知道他们犯了这样的罪，他可以怎样禁止他们，对不对？
When he knew how they do the evil things, he could have stopped them.
如果他们不听，他就禁止他们。
If they don't listen, he could have stopped them.
让他们不能再做祭司的职位。
So that they cannot be the priest anymore.
但是他们并没有这么做。
But he didn't do so.
我们看一下几处有关教养小，discipline的。
And let's read a few verses about disciplining children.
箴言第三章十一十二节。
In the Proverbs.
我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
Chapter 3, verse 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in.
29章15节。
Chapter 29.
杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother.
19章
chapter 19,
18节
verse 18.
趁有指望管教你的儿子，他你的心不可任他死亡。
Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death.
所以怎么管教你？曾经有那个 James Dawson 这么说哈。
James Dawson has said something like this.
他说这个小孩子都常常想要试验一下父母的这个极限在哪里哦。
He said that children always like to test their parents' limit.
所以呢，常常。父母告诉他说不可以超过这一条线。
So when the parent told them not to surpass this line,
你猜他会怎么样？
And guess what he did?
他就是要超过那条线。
He wants to pass the line.
然后他要跟你来对抗。
And he wants to fight you.
可是你的反应是什么？
And what is your reaction?
他说你应该的反应就是接受这样的挑战。
He said you should accept this challenge.
就要好好的管训他了。
So you have to discipline him.
可是我们常常不是这样。
But a lot of time we are not like that.
所以由这个经文看到，你家有没有预备一条棍子
？So from these verses you have to see, do you have a rod ready at your home?
为什么要棍子
？Why you need a rod?
因为你要管训他哦。
Because you need to discipline him.
但是你用手管训他会怎么样
？But if you use your hand to discipline him,
你打他以后你手也痛哦。
After you spank him, your hand get hurt too.
然后他也恨你，因为是你的手。
And he hated you because it's from your hand.
所以你下次要抱他，看到你的手就吓到了。
So the next time when you want to hug him, it's your hand.
因为你每次都用那只手打他。
And because your hand always spank him with that hand.
所以你要有一个棍子。
So you need a rod.
哦，那打要打肉多的地方，对不对？
And the rod has to spank on where he has a lot of flesh.
不然的话，这个，说不定有人要告你了。
Otherwise, he might be sued.
而且要小的时候才讲，要有指望的时候要好好的来管训他。
And do so only when they are young with hope.
等到他像十七八岁 teenager， 你才说拿一个棍子要打他，那你猜会怎么样
？If you wait till they become 17, 18 years old and you bring out the rod, what will happen？
那时候他不是打他，他会跟你打架了。
At that time, he will fight you.
Is太晚了
，and it's too late。
所以，这个要我们要知道怎么样。那以弗所书第六章一到三节，我是讲到一个做儿女应该对父母应该怎么样哦。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, it mentioned how chapter 6 it mentioned how a children should behave.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
哇，听父母的话。你还会长寿哦。
Obey your parents and you will have long life.
这是多好的一件事。
What a good promise this is.
但是很难做。
But it's hard to obey.
然后做父母的，他说你们特别说父亲哦，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And as parents, especially father, verse 4 is mentioned, fathers do notexasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
所以我们应该，比如说你答应他的事情，你要做到。
So for example, what you promise your children, you have to do it.
你答应他又后悔的时候，就惹他生气了。
If you promise and then you regret and not do it, then you are aspirating your children.
但是同样的, 你所说的就是那个限制以内, 他如果跟你那个说, 你要坚持下去,
but what you have said, and within that limit, you have to be persistent.
所以这些训练都是一点一滴, 平常点点滴滴的时候, 我们就要训练它。
So this training accumulated from drip and drops.
如果他得罪别人，你就要带领他向别人道歉哦。If
your children offended someone, you have to bring your children to apologize.
他在打球的时候态度很差，你不是因为那个，你要把他这样，你要把他带下来，不准他打了。If
he had a bad attitude in a ball games, then you have to bring him down.
哦，他被学校这个罚不准上学的时候。
If he is expelled from the school,
被带回来的时候, 你是要罚他哦,
and returned to home, you have to punish him.
不是让他在家有一个 party time,
not to allow him to have a party time instead.
Instead of hard time.
Instead of having hard time.
这些都是一些点点滴滴, 但是我们要知道说我们应该怎么样的来 教养小孩,
this is little by little, but it accumulates to our knowledge of how to teach our children.
但是我们反观那个以利的时候, 如果大家看一下第三章的时候, 神对那个撒母耳所说的哦,
if we turn back to Eli in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, what Lord said to Samuel.
13节, 我曾告诉他必永远降罚与他的家, 因为他知道儿子作孽, 自己咒诅, 却不禁止他们, 所以我向以利家启示说, 以利家的罪孽, 虽献祭奉, 礼物, 永不能得赎去。
Verse 13, for I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned by sacrifice or offering.
所以以利就是在这边没有禁止他们哦。
And this was caused by Eli's fail to restrain his children.
同时你看29节的时候, 如果仔细看一下,他说, 2章29节,
and if you look back to chapter 2, verse 29,
我所吩咐现在我所居守的祭物, 你们为何践踏, 尊重你的儿子过于尊重我, 将我民以色列所 献美好的祭物肥己呢?
Verse 29, why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice part of every offering made by my people Israel?
Okay, 他这个肥己是, 如果没看错的话, 是包括以利自己哦。
Fattening yourselves, including Eli.
那个因为 虽然他没有那个，可是他依了，他自己去做这个事，就是吃那个好吃的肥肉哦。Even
though Eli did not do the taking the raw meat, but he did take part of eating it.
或者是允许他的儿子做这样子，他分到好吃的哦。And
allowing the children to do so, he had tasted those fat.
如果你看一下第4章18节的时候,
and if you look at chapter 4, verse 18,
他说一提到神的约柜, 以利就从他的位上往后跌倒, 在门旁折断, 颈项, 而死, 因为他年纪老迈, 身体沉重, 那以色列做以色列40年。
When he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken and he died, for he was an old man and heavy. He had led Israel 40 years.
所以他那么年纪老迈，身体还很沉重哦。
So at his old age, he is heavy.
可能他吃太多了。
And probably he has eaten too much fat.
Anyway, 所以我们要知道，我们真的是要不单能够以身作则哦。
So we have to know that we have to act as a sample.
也怎么样去教养自己的儿女，使他到老都不偏离哦。
In order to teach our children so that they won't went astray.
所以你可以教会来帮助他们，可是你的寄望是要寄望在神身上哦。
So you can help them by bringing them to church, but your hope should lie on God.
应该自己装备自己，好好的教导你的儿女。
So you have to prepare yourself well in order to teach your children.
你既然很殷勤的送他们来，更要殷勤的自己来教导他们。
As you work hard in sending them over here, you have to work hard in learning God's word.
你知道圣经有一个人常常为他的儿女祷告。
You know, in the Bible, there is this person always pray for his children.
知道谁吗？
Do you know who?
他的神对他的称呼是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
God called him as a righteous person and far away from the wicked worldly things.
现在知道谁吗？
Do you know who?
Yeah.
John.
约伯哈，你有没有想过约伯有做这样的事
？You have thought of Job doing such thing?
看一下约伯第一章哈。
Job chapter one.
第四节、第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
这边说。他的儿子按着日子各在自己的家设立设摆宴席，然后打发人去请了他们三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。宴席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自解。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
His sons used to take turns holding feasts in their home, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. When the period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their heart. This was Job's regular custom.
所以我们应该常常为我们的儿女祷告。
So we have to pray regularly for our children.
让他们能够行在主的正路中。
So that they can walk in God's path.
也常常关心他们。
And care about them.
让他们知道神爱他，你也爱他。
So that they will know that God loves them and you love them.
让我们能够在这个教会中更能够，不是只是我们这一代，下一代也能够继续在主里面更认识主，更讨主的心。
So in our church, not just this generation, but the next generation and the next is going to please God.
好，我们一起祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主，求主来带领我们。
Dear Lord, please guide us.
我们知道我们都不完全。
We know that we are not perfect.
我们常常都没有讨神的喜悦。
We always fail to please you.
甚至让我们在做父亲的角色上更多的不讨主的喜悦。
We even fail to please you as the father.In our family.
求主 重新让我们能够在你里面被你自己所建立起来。
May Lord strengthen us so that we can stand in front of you again.
让我们愿意委身在你自己身上。
So that we are willing to devote ourselves to you.
能够愿意能够怎么让我们能够好好的教养我们的儿女。
And also teach our children well.
他直到他们老都不远离你。
So that even when they are old, they will not turn away from you.
求主带领。
May Lord guide us.
虽然靠我们不行，但是靠着主凡事都行。
Even though we failed, but depending on you, everything can be achieved.
求主也祝福这些愿意在你面前真的愿意摆上自己的不论他们愿不愿意，都求主祝福他们，让他们知道更知道你的心意。
May Lord bless all the fathers and mothers so that we know your will.
能够走在你的正路中。
That we can walk in your path.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.